You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Thursday, which means it is the Subversity Science Roundup, where the brilliant Adele Musa, all the way from Munster, Germany, puts science in the news to the Subversity Sniff Test. Before we get started with that, we're going to be joined by a good friend and sponsor of the show, Steve Lapidus. How you doing, Steve?
Good, Carl. Carl, I'm on so often. I want to assure your audience, I'm not a co-host.
No, you're not a co-host.
Sponsor. No. I'm a proud sponsor.
Yes, but you'd be a good co-host. You could kibitz. You could kibitz if you have to, right?
There you go. Appreciate that.
You know what? It's an art form. People think I'm kidding around. It's an art form. Sometimes I have a guest who doesn't show up, right? Or they're late.
Right.
And so I find myself having to talk about nothing for a half hour and making sense of it. And that's, you know, my mother used to make fun of me back then that I could talk about anything. Here I'm making a living doing that.
There you go.
So anyway, okay. So first thing we want to talk about real quick is we have a special holiday promotion going on at Age Force. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're excited about it. It's an exclusive for Superhuman Radio. We call it our holiday stocking stuffer. And we like to say, what better gift to give to a loved one, a friend, or yourself, for that matter, than a gift of health and fitness? And that's exactly what our patches are meant to do. And so we put together this stocking stuffer. We have two banners on the homepage where you can buy any patch we make for 50% off with a promo code. Promo code is SUPER50, SUPER50. And, the promo code is good for our 30-day, 90-day, or 180-day single orders.
Right. So somebody doesn't have to sign their friend up for an auto ship. They can just buy these one time, boom, and that's it.
Yeah, exactly. It's, in other words, you want to give a friend a melatonin patch, to try, because you know this friend has, or a loved one has trouble sleeping. Go to the, just select the 30-day, single order, enter the promo code, and you get it for half price. If you want to buy the auto ship, the 50% promo code applies to the first month of the auto ship. It doesn't apply to ongoing ones, just the first
right.
month only, because
right.
that's already our lowest price.
Right.
And like, as we always say, Carl, when we talk, most of our orders are auto ship, it's great for the convenience, the low price, and you can cancel anytime you want by an email to us prior to the next delivery date. We cancel your order and confirm by email back. So,
and we've had zero complaints from anybody in the audience not being able to stop an order. And quite frankly, to let the cat out of the bag, I have actually seen incidences where you have given up profit. And what I talk about, you know, I can't walk into Target, right, and say, you know, I bought that TV last year. It was $1,000. Now it's $500. Give me my $500 back, right? Okay, so no one does that. But I see emails coming from listeners who tell me that they were buying a specific patch at a certain price, and then you ran a promotion like a buy one, get one free, which reduces their price to half. And they've emailed you and said, I'm currently buying it at X. I'd really like to buy it at Y. And you don't say, well, tough luck. That was for the new people coming aboard. You switch them. So you have revenue coming in and you give it up to keep people happy.
That, That's our company MO, Carl. We're very consumer oriented, customer oriented. A lot of people say it, but a lot of companies say that. But we walk the talk,
right.
Walk the walk, and talk the talk.
Right, right.
And again, sometimes we get taken advantage of, but for every customer that takes advantage of us, there are 100 happy customers, and we build long-term relationships, and that's what we're about. Our products deliver the benefits we say they do, and the only way for us to prove that is to get them into customers' hands, and when a customer's satisfied with the benefits they're getting from our patches, they tend to be friends and customers for a long, long time, and that's where we're building our business.
Now, I can see the melatonin patch being a very safe patch for people to buy for friends and loved ones. Another one is the new multivitamin antioxidant patch. How's that doing for you?
Carl, that patch has taken off like an eagle, like a big bird. It is the response to it has been phenomenal. We priced it very, very aggressively, $29.95 for the auto ship. So with this 50-off coupon, somebody can be getting, without question, the state-of-the-art, most advanced multivitamin antioxidant patch supplement for a very, very low price.
And there's constantly more and more emerging research that comes out that talks about, taking a multi, which has minimal amounts or not super doses of anything, actually has a great deal of benefits to people. So, I mean, this is a great way
to
get your multi.
No question. No, that's that whole science. I'm sure you will have or will do programs on micro doses versus the large doses.
Right.
We see that, Carl, with amino acids. The people that know about amino acids are taking a very small doses in injectable format or in other transdermal formats,
right,
like our patch.
Right, right, right.
But the multi is just terrific. The market has just welcomed it, and it's grown by leaps and bounds. And again, there's another opportunity. Everybody has friends and relatives or themselves that take a multivitamin every day. Well, here's a chance with this 50-off stocking stuffer to give a great gift to loved ones, friends, or yourself.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. And, of course, AgeForce not only has some of the best patches out there, transdermally delivered products, they have a fat loss patch, they have amino acid patches. I mean, there's so many different patches out there
suit
so many different needs.
Patches.
Wow.
Yeah, and so the stocking stuffer, call the 50-off stocking stuffer. Again, the promo code is SUPER50, and that can be upper or lowercase altogether. We have two tremendous banners on your website. Just
right.
Click on those banners, and you go right to the order page, and you'll see the product assortment. And again, that 50-off is good for every single order option. First order on the auto ship, first month's order, or a great way to stock up.
Yeah.
Somebody that's already ordering product from us, here's a chance to get some extra stock.
Stuff your own stocking. The coupon code is SUPER50, SUPER50, the numbers 50. Lowercase or uppercase, all in one string. Go to superurania.com. Yes, go ahead.
Before you kick me off, I want to wish everybody in the Superhuman Radio family a happy and a healthy New Year, Carl.
Yes.
And all your listeners who I consider friends and family, and we're going to have some very, very exciting things right after the first of the year for everybody that's doing their get back into shape, lose weight, New Year's resolutions. We're going to be there with a real bond burner offer for everybody.
That's fantastic. Steve, as always, great to have you on the show, and thank you for everything you do for our audience, okay?
My pleasure, Carl. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we will have the brilliant Adel Moussa on as we engage him in the Subversity Science Roundup. We'll be right back.
True protein. Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to AgeForce. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new AgeForce 8-Hour Delivery Multivitamin Patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce Multivitamin Patch banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relaxin. R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Galvanize. Okay, so now we are joined by the brilliant Adele Moussa, often imitated but never duplicated. The work that he puts out at subversity.com, SUPPVERSITY.com. How you doing? You like that one? You like that? Often imitated, never duplicated?
That was pretty good. Yeah, damn good.
For all the regurgitators out there, Adele. So anyway, okay, so we have lots of great stuff to talk about, and we actually were slightly derailed because a research study that was just released, unembargoed this morning, about a protein that has been discovered that may be the holy grail of muscle growth. Talk about it.
Well, actually, I think most people will know the acronym, which is PGC1-alpha. And usually we think about this in the context of doing endurance exercise and as a mitochondrial builder, that is, when you exercise and you're doing exercises that last longer and deplete the glycogen stores of your muscle, usually you will see an increase in AMP kinase and subsequently an increase in PGC1-alpha. And this is actually the protein that is considered to regulate the mitochondrial response, making the mitochondria grow and proliferate. And therefore, people have always been thinking about PGC1-alpha in the context of endurance training, increasing endurance, and also increasing fatty acid oxidation. And the exciting thing about this new study is that scientists have just identified actually four different isoforms of this specific protein that are expressed in various tissues in the mammalian body. And what they found is that the fourth one of them actually appears to be, growth promoting in terms of myofibril growth, as you would expect to see it from resistance training.
How does this play into the whole myostatin regulation of muscle? Does this actually happen independent of what myostatin supposedly adds to the discussion?
It does not really seem to be independent, but it's rather upstream. That means when we are talking about all those proteins, we have long thought about muscle growth in terms of anabolic hormones, which come from other tissues in the body. But we are quickly realizing within the past couple of years that muscle growth is rather stimulated at the level of the muscle itself. And this new PGCA version is one of those proteins which triggers the local response. And its expression actually suppresses myostatin, and we know that a suppression of myostatin will allow the muscle actually to grow. And the scientists actually did a very comprehensive study with different analysis in vitro as well as in vivo models. And one of the first things they noticed was that the administration of these specific this specific protein would first of all suppress myostatin, induce muscle growth, and also increase the expression of IGF-1. So this is actually exactly what we see in response to training, where we already know that the local expression of IGF-1 is important. The
right.
Local expression of IGF-1 is its splice variants, and they didn't measure whether those splice variants were also expressed, but I would expect that you would also see one of the growth-specific muscle IGF splice variants to be expressed in response to the treatment with this specific protein.
Is there anything that we can do, since there's a linkage to muscle glycogen stores and so on, is there anything that we can do to actually stimulate a greater PGC1 response?
Well, the interesting thing is that since this is a different version of this PGC protein, it also appears to be regulated independently of the formerly known metabolic effects. So it is not really sure in how far glycogen depletion is even necessary for its expression, but it appears to be relatively certain that the contraction of muscle fibers is involved here. Because one of the things the scientists did, first of all, was they used a rodent model and they suspended one of the hind limbs and looked at the changes that occurred as far as the expression of this specific protein goes, but also as far as the loss of muscle mass is concerned. And what they found out is that if they compared the different isoforms of PGC1-alpha, that the one we have previously known or exclusively known before decreased relatively mildly during the suspension, whereas the PGC1-alpha-4, which is the protein we are talking about today, decreased by almost 78%. And the most exciting thing actually was that when they eventually alleviated the suspension so that the rodents would It's like you were training for the first time and you are getting totally sore because when you have broken a leg and haven't moved that this leg for some time, for weeks or months, maybe even, and you're walking for the first time, then even that is totally stressful to the muscle. And in response to this process, the protein increased by 1,770%.
Wow!
And this obviously went hand in hand with the profound depression of myostatin, a profound increase of IGF-1, and subsequently what you usually call catch-up growth. This could exactly be the reason why when you've broken your leg and it's really profoundly atrophied, it's usually coming back pretty soon, and this protein could actually be involved in this response.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to pick up this discussion a little further. We're talking with Adel Moussa, author of Subversity.com, SUPPVERSITY.com. If you've never visited the website, you must go there today. You should visit it every day. It will make you smarter. You can amaze your friends. Lie to them. Tell them that you came up with this stuff yourself. Don't tell them that you read it at Subversity.com. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Mit einem riesengroßen Schlauch. Sie wollen ein Feuer löschen und darum lauern sie dir auf.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get strong. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Subversity Science Roundup with Adele Moussa. Okay, so let's pick up this discussion a little bit further, Adele. There was a human study done indicating that there might be a preferential way to train to stimulate this PGC1 alpha protein.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, I was quite amazed to see how much research the people who published or who've written the paper have already done, because they also had an 8-week resistance and endurance training protocol involving both endurance-only, resistance-only, and combined training protocols, and actually measured the increase in PGC1 alpha-4 expression after this 8-week training phase, and exactly 41 hours after the last training session. And interesting thing they found was that despite the fact that this appears to be a muscle-building protein, its expression was highest in the combined protocol, which consisted of 30 minutes of bicycling at the beginning of the session and was followed by a standard resistance training protocol. Actually, one I personally would like to train, although I would do squats instead of leg presses, because it's a very basic 2-day split, which consists of leg press, leg extensions, leg curls and crunches on day one, and chest presses, lat pull downs, triceps extensions and bicep curls on the second day. And this was trained twice per week, that is on Monday and Tuesday and on Thursday and Friday. And they slowly built up in sets from starting out with one set in a familiarization session, building to 4 sets in the typical 8 to 10 hypertrophy range. And as I said, combined with bicycling at the beginning, this elicited the greatest response in terms of the actual increase in this protein. So this would be the best way, and actually the most natural way, I suppose, to really make use of this protein now. And in a way, you could say, well, I've been doing something like that already. And so what this research actually does is it really explains how you can or how the actual process of skeletal muscle hypertrophy works. And as I said before, it is increasingly clear that those signaling proteins are a major component of the actual response. And this particular isoform is in contrast, for example, to the PGC1 alpha, which is increased also by the usage of alpha-lipoic acid, for example. It appears to be expressed in response to the stressors of exercise. And what the scientists also did, this is quite amazing, is that they found that this isoform is also expressed in the brown adipose tissue.
Huh.
And it is increased in response to stress, and in brown adipose tissue, one of the most common stressors is obviously cold. So when you expose rodents to 4 degrees Celsius, and measure the response of the specific protein in the brown adipose tissue, it will also go up. So just like exercise is a stressor, and I suspect that the so-called heat shock protein...
Uh-oh. It sounds like we lost Adele. Adele, are you there? Okay. We obviously are having some problems here. We're going to just play a little music and get him back on the phone because... I had a terrible echo earlier, and we had to reconnect with him. So we'll stay right there with the Heat Shock Protein. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Okay, Adele is back on the line. We are both challenged and blessed with technology today. The last thing we heard you say, Adele, you started to infer information about heat shock proteins.
Yeah, in a way this was probably just a good reason to express some heat shock proteins because they are expressed in response to stress.
Right.
So they don't really, the name seems to imply that they are expressed in response to heat, but they are rather expressed in response to stressors, also to the formation of reactive oxygen species and the wear and tear of workouts. So it is possible that these proteins are, or rather the whole cascade of stressors, which are of beneficial stressors induced by exercise, are actually involved in the expression of this particular protein. And what is interesting, though, is when you're thinking about muscle growth, especially in terms of real hypertrophy and larger muscle mass, you usually think that this would be an increase in glycolytic fibers.
Right.
That is very fast-twitch fibers. And when we previously thought about PGC1-alpha, we always thought of an increase in oxidative muscle fibers. And if you look at the real data in the actual study, you'll see that there are distinct mechanisms at work here. And in general, we see an increase of the larger fibers, that is, all fibers are increasing in size, and we do not really see a shift towards the really oxidative type of muscle fiber, but rather a shift to the intermediate type. And this is particularly interesting because this also confirms previous research, which showed that the most abundant form of muscle fibers in people who probably have the highest muscle mass, that is bodybuilders, is actually this intermediate type of fiber. And so you don't really see an increase in the amount of those classic glycolytic-only fibers, but rather a switch towards this highly adaptive oxidative and glycolytic fiber type. And this is probably also why the rodent model the scientists generated, which overexpressed this particular protein, was more muscular, more stronger, but in no means pathologic or anything. So they had absolutely normal glucose tolerance. They were slightly leaner, slightly muscular, more muscular and slightly stronger than the normal rodents, but there were no negative side effects observed. So this is pretty interesting because we all know what happens to those poor mice who who don't have myostatin.
The myostatin, and I was going to say that this is beautiful because the myostatin null rats and mice they end up being weaker, and their soft tissue, their ligaments, and so on tend to have less tensile strength, and there is no increase in strength relative to the increase in muscle size.
Exactly, yeah. And probably this is due to the fact that myostatin alone is only half of the equation. We must remember that the other half of the equation is the increase in IGF-1 expression. And this is actually what's missing in the myostatin negative mice, the corresponding increase in IGF-1. And this is also, interestingly, the one which has the greatest benefit from combining endurance and strength training. That is, if you just resistance train, or at least in the subject, in the study at hand, the IGF-1 response was basically zero to resistance training only, while the levels increased by 50% compared to the sedentary group in the combined training group. And the myostatin inhibition was identical in the combined training group and in the resistance training only group, and was about 40%, 40 to 50, depends.
Interesting. Now, is there any benefits? I mean, and because we had originally planned on discussing periodic fasting and caloric reduction, is there any evidence that this particular PC1, PCG1 alpha form has any is influenced in any way, shape, or form by the glycogen stored state of a muscle?
It's pretty unlikely. The scientists did not test for that, but and prepared before I even realized that I already had the study, the actual study, I read a couple of reviews and found out that we do already know that there are two distinct mechanisms by which these mechanisms work. And one of them is by the contraction and by stress, and the other one is the metabolic side I've been talking about before. And this appears to be regulated rather by the other isoforms of PGC1-alpha. So you would, for example, get the benefits of reduced expression of inflammatory cytokines from fasting, and you would also see benefits in terms of increases in mitochondrial myogenesis, both from intermediate fasting as well as from depleting your glycogen stores while you are training. And in this context, it's pretty important to realize that this only works optimally when you also replete them. So this is one of the typical mechanisms in your body where change is actually what makes change happen, you could say. So it's not that having high or low glycogen stores all the time will increase your PGC1-alpha forever, but it's rather the decrease which increases PGC1-alpha, and the response includes an increase in glucose uptake. And if this does not happen at some point in time, it will add up. So
it's not cumulative. It's not a cumulative effect, basically.
Yeah, it's not a cumulative, and it even can obviously turn against you. So
right.
Fasting for too long a time, total fasting at least, will also have negative impact.
And the only reason why I even asked that is because this notion of doing some cardio prior to resistance training, what many of us know that actually can make muscles weaker by depleting them of glycogen. And I'm wondering if this depletion, or maybe not necessarily being depleted, but being in the process of depletion followed by resistance training somehow elicits this greater PGC1 alpha isoforms response.
It could be that it contributes. But it is also a fact that the stress your muscles under is increased when the glycogen stores are depleted. So this could be a dual effect. And in essence, the important message is that these proteins are not mutually exclusive. You see increases in both, usually at a time, but one will increase with a more pronounced effect than the other. So I think that this could be part of the reason that this actually that doing cardio before resistance training in this case actually worked. The description, the excerpt description of the protocol does not really state explicitly that it was done before. I just infer that from the tabular overview they presented. So this is a pretty short paper, and the description of the study also does not mention what type of participants they used. But I expect them to be previously untrained, because this is usually what scientists use in these initial studies, especially if their focus is, as in this case, on developing medications, for example, for people who have cancer cachexia, so muscle loss due to cancer. And they already showed that the mice, they specifically engineered to express higher amounts of these specific isoform, were relatively resistant to the muscle loss due to cancer. I think they only exhibited 10% muscle loss, while the others had around 40 or so. So what the scientists are currently thinking about, obviously, is to design some sort of a drug you could use to treat diseases that are accompanied by muscle loss.
You know what's interesting? I interviewed Dr. Per Tesh, thanks to Ginny Robards, who's working with NASA to unlock efficient ways to reduce and reverse osteopenia in zero gravity. And if you remember that interview, he talked about, well, we came up with a prescription. If you want greater muscular response, you should do some sort of cardio training with the muscle group before doing resistance training. Because we even talked about, if you're going to train upper body, you should find an upper body ergometer and to do your cardio with your upper body ergometer first, and then do your pressing and pulling movements. And so this really plays right into that research right there. I mean, it's really interesting. We just did that interview on Monday, November 19th. I'm just looking back at the log. So
That's exactly what I said before. It really ties all the knots together. We weren't able to connect before.
Right.
And this connection between IGF-1 and myostatin is pretty intriguing, because this really explains why those mice were dysfunctional, because they only had one of the two growth components, which are naturally present if they are triggered upstream. That means by this specific protein upstream in the triggering cascade. And this is it's really amazing. And they, interestingly, the scientists could also find in the trained trained human beings, they did find that the increase in PGC1-alpha actually also went hand-in-hand with the increase in leg press strength, which was, by the way, identical or almost identical, even slightly higher, in the combined training group again.
Okay, we have to take a commercial break. When we come back, do we want to switch gears, Adele, and then start moving on to some of the other topics that you had on caloric reduction?
I think we can do this, yeah.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up. We're joined today by the brilliant Adele Moussa, author of Subversity. Visit the website today, SUPPVERSITY.com, where Adele constantly strives to unlock the secrets to faster fat loss, faster muscle gains, and overall health. Great, great, great blog. You should be reading it every day. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntoBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntoBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntoBurn does it all. Go to needtobuildmuscle.com today and start shedding fat now. If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Ragish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous. And this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, Huge Impact, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advanced or Gage Lean MRP, or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGNstore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Subversity Science Roundup. Adele, that is a mashup with a group called Strassenjugend. Have you ever heard of them? Strassenjugend? No.
No, the group, but the guy in the background who's rapping there, I think that's Fido.
Oh.
They mashed up his song into the mashup, I suppose.
Yeah, they mashed it up to Nelly Furtado.
He's a gangster from the street, or a boy from the street, not a gangster, something like that.
Oh, really? Interesting. I love these mashups where they take the German music and mash it up with the American music. They sound so good together. They really do.
Yeah.
Okay, and now we're going to mash up the American and German brains here with Adele and I as we start to change the discussion a little bit. Talk about this this study. 25% caloric reduction reduces oxidative stress to normal after only 5 days. Why is it pertinent and how does it work?
Well, how does it work? It's actually pretty much related to what we've just been talking about, because this is the metabolic component of PGC1 alpha. They did not measure it in this case, but you can be assured that due to the caloric reduction and the subsequent induction of AMP kinase and other proteins or signaling proteins which are involved in energy control, they actually also are profound activators of anti-inflammatory effects. And what is really interesting is that within 7 days, and probably even faster, because they did not measure it every day, but only on day 3, 5, and 7. And if you really look at the graph, the specific markers of oxidative damage they measured, they dropped within 5 days already. And this means that within 5 days of eating 25% less energy, which forces the body to actually go and take some of the stored fat. The whole metabolism was shifted towards an anti-inflammatory type, or towards more of an anti-inflammatory type. And this went hand in hand with all sorts of other beneficial changes, such as reductions in the oxidation of lipoprotein, of cholesterol, and things like that. So in general, there is really a reason why we still believe, or why scientists often still say, that caloric reduction is a way to happiness and longevity. But in the end, it's always about the bouncing back and going down again. So it's not really sure what happens when you stay on a caloric reduction forever, because at some point in time, your body will try to compensate. And I think 25% is something, if you have not already been dieting your whole life long, your body can acquire relatively easy by just ramping down all superfluous energy expenditure, like, for example, reducing thyroid hormone levels, making you feel groggy and just not not feeling to go out and exercise. And all those things come together, and eventually you end up just not spending those 25% extra, and right, therefore you wouldn't have any benefits or any additional benefits. If you have a very simple organism, like one of those roundworms, where they they usually use, they don't have much to down-regulate, because they would die otherwise.
Right.
So with those roundworms, you usually have the basal metabolic rate being actually what they need in terms of energy. So if you restrict by, say, 15%, I would estimate that they can save a maximum of 5% of this by mechanisms that downregulate the metabolism, while human beings can save much more. And this comes actually back to what you've been talking about in terms of the NASA study, because our bones, for example, also use energy. And after we have come to realize that adipose tissue is an organ that plays a major role not only as a passive store in the metabolism, we are now realizing that the bone mass is actually also a major factor, and a major has downstream effects on both muscle and adipose tissue that regulates the metabolism. And, for example, osteopenia can also be a consequence not just of not having enough calcium in your diet, but also of just having not enough energy in your diet, because important hormones will be downregulated, and the subsequent lack of bone strength is actually one of the major features of the female athlete diet, which is at the heart of which is actually a caloric mismatch of the amount of food you eat and the amount of energy you expend.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Let's take this and segue it right into what looks like it could be a prescription for obese women to help them lose body fat faster. And that is a combination of intermittent fasting combined with some caloric restriction. When they talk about intermittent fasting in this study, what are they suggesting, or what did the women do?
Well, this is not the lean gains intermittent fasting, where you fast for 16 hours, for example, and eat subsequently, but this is like the opposite of a refeed day. It's a fast day once a week. So they had a basic caloric deficit, which was was supposed to be 30%. And on one day in the week, they further cut down the caloric intake and just had some juice. It was basically a juice fast on this day, which had 120 kilocalories, I think. And that's it for the whole day. So this is nothing an athlete would use or somebody who wants to get ripped. But obviously, it really worked well for this woman who had plenty of body fat to draw on in these phases. Because when you look at the actual data and at their fat loss, you will see that they dropped almost exclusively fat, which is quite impressive for this kind of diet, And that specifically the highly unhealthy visceral fat was reduced at a very high amount. And if you look at, they also include these nice scans, body scans, where you see the organs and all the fat around. It looks really nice because the whole the white adipose tissue you see on the initial picture is really disappearing within the intervention. And this is quite impressive because it's only an 8-week study and it works really nice. And what is another finding or a side finding of this study, but I'm not really sure whether this is really significant, is that this worked even better in the women who consumed one of these meal replacements, that is, they had liquid diet.
Right.
So I suppose, because the scientists did not really check that, that they just really met their caloric intakes because they just had those packages they were supposed to eat. And the others could pick relatively freely from what they wanted to eat. So in essence, this is a comparison between a quote-unquote perfect diet and the one that really mirrors the real world. But benefits were obvious in both, and specifically also in markers of disease and future heart risk indicators. So this goes to show you that there are different ways to skin the cat and different ways for different people. And this is something you really have to realize. You first have to evaluate where you are in order to determine what the perfect diet for you would be. These women, for example, did not exercise. They just dieted.
Right.
Somebody who would exercise would obviously need more energy in order to keep his performance up. And as we've heard before, it's about those ups and downs. So it's not just about going down, 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 eating less and less and less every day, because thus you will always stall sooner or later. And also somebody who doesn't have that much body fat will always be at a higher risk of under-eating, so to say,
right,
and go into this state where you really can't progress any further. And people who have been following a very strict diet, especially a low-carbohydrate diet, and have been proud to see how their triglyceride level dropped, most of them also realize that when those triglyceride levels are rock bottom, their weight loss suddenly stalls as well. And the reason is that without those triglycerides, there's just not enough readily available energy because the adipose tissue is not really giving away that much anymore. And you always have those really great changes in the initial weeks and run into problems afterwards if the only thing you do is reduce, and don't give your body the chance to reestablish kind of an equilibrium state. And I would like to see what would have happened if they had extended the study beyond the second month to, let's say, half a year. And I suppose that at least the weight loss would not have been linear if it would not have been if it would not even have stopped altogether with this kind of diet. Because if you have a regular energy deficit of 30%, and at this one juice fast day in, where you actually consume about no energy at all, this is a pretty high amount of caloric restriction, which will sooner or later, especially once you have lost the fat your body really wants to get rid of, which is actually the visceral fat.
Right.
Once that is away, the initial adaptation processes will probably occur, and you will run into problems, and certainly won't get a six-pack abs on a diet like this.
Right. Right. And a lot of these extreme. This is. I mean, without the HCG, but this is, you know, a lot of these diets that are extremely low calorie, they have an initial response, but then they just seem to, the body adjusts and shuts down metabolism and starts to protect itself because it thinks it's in a period of famine. Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we've got some more to talk about.
We're talking this hour with Adele Moussa from Supversity.com, SUPPVERSITY.com. Go there during the break while I do my body weight squats. We'll be right back.
Something strange in my mind. Yo, situation is
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to AgeForce. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new AgeForce 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce multivitamin patch banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Satisfaction.
Push me. Touch me.
Welcome back.
Satisfaction.
I'm joined today by Adele Moussa from Subversity.com. Adele, I want to pass over the next research piece, which is about alpha lipoic acid and omega-6 induced fatty liver damage. And maybe people can get that from the second helping that you put up on your website tomorrow. I want to jump right into vitamin D, if that's okay, because we have two interesting discussions here. The first one talks about vitamin D levels in mothers and how it affects their children's growth and body composition at birth. Can we talk about that first, please?
Yeah, we can, of course. What the scientists did was that they effectively measured the vitamin D levels and correlated before birth and correlated those with statistical data about the body composition and the growth of the children. And what they found was a pretty striking cutoff level, which was 37.5 nanomoles per liter. beyond which there were no benefits, but below which you saw increases or negative impacts on the body composition in terms of the birth weight, which was lower, and the placental weight, which was also slightly off. And it was also associated with a higher risk complications within the pregnancy. So I think most people who follow the blog will know that I'm not really that euphoric about vitamin D, but it really goes to show you that deficiency is certainly something you want to avoid, and especially in a critical time period such as pregnancy. And we don't really know now what the effects later in life will be for the children, but it is probably the case that there will be negative effects not only when they are born, but these will last longer, because we know that children who are born underweight, for example, are often at higher risk of becoming obese, interestingly.
Right.
And so it is really important to... This is something people still do not really grasp. It's really important to measure where you are in terms of vitamin D, because everybody today believes that everyone must be vitamin D deficient. It is, in fact, so that many people are vitamin D deficient, but those 37.5 nanomoles per liter would actually be deficient in terms of some people on the vitamin D council, for example.
Right, right.
You see that, at least in this case, there is no real benefit of having higher levels.
But now, could this be because of something that you discussed on a previous Subversity Science Roundup, that while we have gotten wise to the importance of vitamin D, what they're measuring is not what we should be measuring?
Yeah, we're measuring the fuel in the tank to produce the active form of vitamin D.
Right.
And there has been an interesting editorial in one of the journals, I don't really know in which one it was, but the author suggested that one of the reasons we see the real problems with what's called vitamin D deficiency, especially in people in special groups and especially in older people, is because the kidneys are not able to produce the active form of vitamin D that efficiently. That means that in younger people, they can adapt, or that was at least the hypothesis of the author, but younger, healthy people can adapt relatively easily to lower substrate for the production of the active form, and therefore can get along with those levels. And in the women, the pregnant women in the study, obviously were younger as well. So in this age group, it is maybe not that important how much you have in store, but rather that you have at least enough to produce the amount of vitamin D you need, because the interaction with the actual vitamin D receptor still takes place mostly via the active form of vitamin D. And in the previous installment of this show, I've been talking about research which actually showed that the injection of the active form, which is sort of dangerous, you could say, because it has all the active, it's active and therefore has all the side effects that mm-hmm. are absent in vitamin D3 when you supplement it, because it has to be activated still. But the injection of the active form brought about all those metabolic changes we expected to see when supplementing vitamin D3. That is, for example, an increase in strength and an increase in muscle mass, decreases in fat mass, and stuff like that. And it really comes down to what your body does of the little it has, whether the deficiency will show, at least when you are in this gray zone between being fully depleted and totally deficient and having too much of it. Well, too much is maybe not really significant, because we did not really see any great negative side effects of having too high levels, aside maybe from interactions with other vitamins, which have not really been elucidated. At least that's my opinion on this matter.
Now, how does that tie into the discussion about this population study done in Australia, where they were taking, or they were recommended 2,000 IUs a day to guarantee everyone gets their levels up? This still doesn't address the active form of vitamin D, which is the 2-hydroxy 25, correct?
No, it does not, yeah. This is, in fact, this is already a second-line study, because the first studies were just looking at vitamin D levels in certain populations and saying, oh, this population has low vitamin D, and at the same time, for example, they get diabetes. And then suddenly a correlation was a causation, and everybody said you need to supplement with vitamin D and would be couldn't get diabetes or cardiovascular disease or whatever. What we are seeing now is actually that they were preparing a study to investigate the effects of vitamin D supplementation. And in order to know what they would have to supplement to get the levels really up and into the 80s zone, that is 80 nanomoles per liter, which is actually what some of the experts would recommend would be the best level to see those beneficial effects, they needed in these Australian subpopulation, that were 615 Australians they tested, they needed roughly 2,000 IU per day in order to get the levels up. And interestingly enough, those Australians already had 42 nanomoles per liter, which would be more than the women needed for a healthy pregnancy. So this the follow-up study, for which this was actually just a preparation, this would be one of those studies we actually need to see what happens when we increase when we use supplements to increase the levels of the storage form of vitamin D to 80 nanomoles or whatever our target range is in a longer term. And there's just been another study being published which did the old-fashioned approach of just correlating data, and that again did not really find a protective effect of having higher levels of vitamin D against cardiovascular disease. Although in this study, obviously, those higher levels were not in the 80s range. Actually, we do know relatively little, or you could even say nothing, about what happens when you actually achieve that in the longer term. Whether it will be beneficial or not is more or less guesswork.
Yeah, very. And you know, there's a lot of information on vitamin D, and there's a lot of misinformation out there about vitamin D. Recently, I was reading something on the internet where someone was making a claim that vitamin D and vitamin A compete for the same receptor, and this is not correct. I'm trying to think where I read this, but the retinoid receptor is a different receptor than the receptor that vitamin D attaches to. Now, I don't know if they were saying that it competes for room in the liver. There is also some discussion about whether or not if the liver is storing a lot of vitamin D, does that displace vitamin A? And I think that this comes from the same postulations that warned us against taking high doses of vitamin A and vitamin D, that they were toxic, and that has not proven to be true. There are a lot of people out there taking high levels that are not living in a toxic situation.
Yeah, it's quite funny if you look back in time, say 30, 40 years or so, you will see studies where they used supplemental vitamin A to decrease the toxicity of vitamin D, in this case active vitamin D. So the paradigm has changed, and suddenly the good guy from then is the bad guy from today. And I think that we will end up seeing that both have their merit. And what you are just referring to, I suppose somebody mistakenly understood a study that discussed a certain receptor which requires both, like a lock that would require two keys.
Yes.
There are certain metabolic cascades which are triggered by co-activation of both active vitamin A and active vitamin D. And so, in a way, they are not really antagonistic, but in certain, on certain.
They're actually complementary. You have almost like a dual. It's like one of those high security locks where you must put your key in,
yeah,
and I must put my key in at the same exact time and turn them in order to get it. If you're there by yourself or I'm there by myself, you don't get it.
So, yeah, that's the case.
Yeah.
And what we really do know, though, in terms of antagonism, is that the presence of vitamin A in your diet can antagonize the increased calcium uptake that would be induced by the presence of vitamin D. Now, we are now not really talking about the role of vitamin D in calcium metabolism
anymore. I know that discussion went out along. Nobody even pays attention to that anymore.
Yeah, but this remnant has now been extended without actually enough research on how much this really makes a difference when the vitamins are actually in your body. And I think this is where the myth originated that just having vitamin A being present would inhibit all the beneficial effects of vitamin D. It may be that there is some sort of antagonism, but it's certainly not the case that just having enough vitamin A would already make all the benefits from vitamin D insignificant.
Right.
And it's also important to know that we are currently always talking about those vitamin A binding proteins. They are called retinol binding proteins, which is the actual name for vitamin A in the
right.
body. Who are carrying around, like SHBG is carrying around testosterone and estrogen, they are carrying around those vitamin A molecules from the liver, for example, and back to the liver. And we are not talking about the vitamin D carrier, which is also present in the body. And this goes to show you how little we actually know about vitamin D, because we do not really discuss whether it's maybe important that we have enough of those binding proteins in order to carry vitamin D from point A to point B in the body. And I think that this whole research in the binding proteins is actually what we'll be taking off in the next years, because there is also a binding protein for cortisol. And once it binds to this protein, it must be cleaved from it, or it must be removed from it locally to do its job there. And there is some interesting research which really suggests that a classic feature of the detrimental effects of overexpression of cortisol is actually brought about by insubsequent buffering, so to say, that most of the cortisol is active instead of being bound and transported to where it is really needed.
Yeah, and again, it just keeps unfolding. The, as you said so efficiently a moment ago, the enemy of yesterday becomes the friend of today. And as we understand these things to a greater degree, we've come to the end of the show. There's a lot more that we didn't get to talk about. I'm sure that you will take the time to post that at subversity.com, correct?
Sure.
Lots of good studies here that we never even made it to because of we got derailed by the PGC1 alpha isoform study that was released this morning.
This was actually a pretty good example of how you find one new molecule and this ties all the things together.
Yes.
Which before you didn't have a connection before. Maybe there is a similar protein or whatever which really suddenly reveals the connection between vitamin A and vitamin D, or makes us realize why supplementing works only in a few people, why others don't see any benefits of supplemental vitamin D, even if the storage levels of this 25-hydroxy version goes up.
Yeah, no, very good. Adele, thank you for joining us today.
It was a pleasure.
Okay, and thanks to everybody for listening. And tomorrow's Friday. We'll have an episode of Casual Friday when I'm joined with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.